Exclusive, Greg Roman, Russia sent S-300 anti-missile systems to protect Syria from Israel because of Joe Biden's weakness. By Robert Krajicek on August 23, 2021. Greg Roman, Chief Operations Officer of the Middle East Forum, said President Joe Biden's foreign policy and military disaster in Afghanistan led to Russia's provision of S-300 and Panzer anti-missile systems to Syria for use against Israel's military. Roman contrasted the Biden administration's actions in Afghanistan with America's surrender of Saigon at the conclusion of the Vietnam War on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polak. If you saw Vietnam as being the last disastrous withdrawal that the United States had in 1975, leading to the abdication of the U.S. supremacy in Southeast Asia from 75 until maybe about 2000 to 2001, then, this is the equivalent for the Middle East, Roman held. He continued, "This is a sign to every single Islamist organization and every single dictator that the U.S. has tried to face down, not just for the past 20 years since 9/11, but for the past 41 years, since the Iranian Islamic Revolution, that the U.S. has abandoned its commitment, not just in terms of dollars, not just in terms of blood, but in terms of its will to fight wars that have to be won, not just wars that end up in a status of stasis or end up in stalemate. I think that this is Joe Biden's first and probably greatest foreign policy, if not military, disaster, not just of his term in office so far, but this will be a hallmark in what marks his foreign policy for at least the first term of his presidency." Roman said, "We now have a Russian umbrella which has been cast over the skies of Syria. Just yesterday, Israeli strikes meant to intercept Hezbollah weapon shipments to the Syrian regime, Iranian weapon shipments to Syria and to Hezbollah. 22 out of 24 missiles were intercepted by the Russian S-300 and Panzer anti-missile systems. Russia would not have provided such weapon systems during former President Donald Trump's time in the White House," Roman determined. He said, "The Russians didn't have the gumption to put in such a system when Trump was in power because they knew he would have given Israel the green light to knock that out." The Biden administration's handling of its stated withdrawal from Afghanistan has emboldened America's adversaries' push for influence in the Middle East and North Africa, Roman assessed. In Libya, right now, the Turks and the Qataris are basically casting influence from Morocco to the Egyptian border with Libya, he stated. These are things that are not being monitored right now because everyone is focusing on Afghanistan. But as the world's attention is on Afghanistan, the Russians, Iranians, Syrians, Qataris, and Turks are filling the gaps in the rest of the Middle East. And one by one, these will be challenges for President Biden. And I'm sorry to say that unless he changes his footing, they are going to be failures for American national security policy." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.